My name is Vlatko Vedral and I'm a theoretical physicist from the University of Oxford.
And what are you working on? What's brought you here?
Well, my main activity is really quantum mechanics in large systems, and I've investigated this in various physical systems, and then at some stage it occurred to me that some of these phenomena that I found in physics could actually occur in chemistry and biology, and that was my main motivation actually to come here.
And you've been at this workshop, and we're dealing with quantum behavior and cancer. Can you see a connection?
Yes, indeed. I think the processes I worked on were linked to detecting the magnetic field, and it seems that some animals really use genuine quantum effects like quantum entanglement to detect these fields. And another promising direction is photosynthesis. And actually, if you think about photosynthesis, the main issue is really there to generate, to convert solar energy into some kind of chemical energy that then drives cells. And if you think about another place where something similar could occur is in mitochondria. And in fact, the electron transport in mitochondria, which may or may not be coherent, is actually extremely relevant because that's one of the mechanisms that go wrong when cancer occurs. And I think that's one place that I'm trying to investigate now, because there could be a genuine quantum link and the quantum phenomenon behind cancer. But I think it's very speculative at this stage.
And you were talking about magnetism and light, because these are the sort of things, the physical processes that physicists are so familiar with and can have quantum implications.
Yes, that was a big surprise to us, actually, because usually people say that biological systems are at high temperature, they are hot, they are wet, they are complicated. So it's very difficult to imagine that any quantum behavior would survive such harsh conditions, but actually they do. And I think exactly the things that you would expect biological systems to be good at, such as sensing magnetic fields, it seems that a core explanation really has got to be quantum mechanical. There are effects that we cannot simply explain using classical physics. So that was a big surprise to me maybe 2 or 3 years ago when I discovered that. And in that sense, I think if you zoom in at the right length scales and time scales, so if the time scales are short enough, something like a billionth of a second, then quite a lot of important physics and chemistry takes place at those time scales, then maybe we discover that there are some genuine quantum effects in cancer as well there.
Because since we've learned at school that quantum effects should underlie everything, it does make sense.
Yes, I think you're fully right. It's just a question of how do these biological systems manage to preserve this even in the limit when you have a large number of atoms or cells or whatever else are the units there. So this is surprising to a physicist, because if you take a large solid and if you heat it up to a high temperature, then usually quantum mechanical behavior disappears and we talk about the classical transition and everything becomes now Newtonian and so on. But it seems that biological systems are able to preserve coherence over surprisingly long intervals of time, and that's a genuine surprise to all of us.
So what's the next step? Can you do any experiments?
I think that actually is really the most exciting question, and this is what we've been discussing. To really genuinely test whether something is quantum mechanical, I think there are experiments that you can do at various levels. You can really try to experiment on biological entities themselves. So, for example, in this case, you have birds, which are sensing the magnetic field. And the question is, now that you understand that it's fully quantum mechanical, can you somehow tamper with this quantumness? Can you try to spoil it by some external classical field, if you like, so that really you test the hypothesis that the ability to detect the magnetic field would now just go away if you play with that. Of course, it would be much easier to extract those relevant molecules and play with them under much more controlled laboratory conditions. And in fact, chemists do this all the time. So they take molecules that they think play the same role in birds, for example, then they isolate them, cool them down, so you eliminate certain noisy effects, and then you test these hypotheses. So all sorts of experiments like that would be interesting. And then the mitochondria connection that I mentioned in terms of cancer, I think that would be hugely exciting to try to experiment with. So, you know, what exactly goes wrong with the electron transport there? And I think there are some very basic issues, you know, getting an X-ray picture, just X-ray crystallography of this. Can we see what geometrically changes when we have a cancer there? And then on top of it, we can say, what are the consequences of this? Does something become less quantum mechanical, less efficient, and so on? I think to me this would be extremely exciting to know.
So this is really a whole new way of looking at things, isn't it? I mean, scientists have got a lot of work to do to understand life.
I think you are right. I think we can bring a new way of thinking that physicists have been using for the last 300 years. But I think in biology, I think, a standard biologist would not normally think along those lines, would not normally try to include quantum mechanical effects. And I agree with you. I think in this sense, this is a completely new way of thinking. But there's, of course, a lot more work to do. You have to make much more sensitive measurements, controlled measurements. And there's always a debate, I suppose, whether this is really possible, or is it just a matter of technology, and is it just very difficult, and with enough time and enough investment, we'll be able to do that.
And what are you thinking about this meeting so far?
I'm learning a lot. The main reason being probably that I really came here with very little knowledge of cancer, and there are some hugely surprising, actually, facts that I'm now learning about it. So I think I have a very steep learning curve on the biological and the medical side of things.
Very exciting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A pleasure.